Find out how Steph Curry clapped back.
Now, honey, Shaq might not be cooking, but he fed an entire restaurant. We've got the tea.
Plus, Remy Ma is going in on rappers who don't write their own rhymes. It's a Dish debate you don't want to miss.
Welcome to Dish Nation, yo! Today, she's a singer, she's an actress, she's an icon, she could run for president and she would win, baby. Yes, the one and only Tamar Braxton is in the building.
Oh, thank you guys. I love being here. So, what you got for us first, girl?
Girl, Aquaman is back to swimming alone. Uh-oh. That's right, Aquaman, just keep swimming. Man. Jason Momoa, y'all, is single again in that big old mountain of man. Seems to have ended things with his girlfriend, Aza Gonzalez. Oh, so sad, so sad. Jason, who's 42, and Aza, who's 32, have been dating since February. And of course, Jason and Lisa Bonet split up earlier this year after nearly 5 years of marriage and 17 years together. That is a long time.
Wow.
Now, are y'all surprised, or was this like more of a rebound thing after he was with
rebound.
You?
It was
rebound.
Definitely rebound.
Truly other fish in the sea, so, you know.
Have you guys ever been the rebound or used anybody as a rebound? Go.
I definitely have used someone as a rebound.
You used somebody as a rebound?
What's up? I have, for sure.
Wait, Tamar, did you set up the boundaries ahead of time? Did you let them know, like, hey, here's the deal?
Yeah, I did. I wasn't much of a girlfriend.
You got to hit him with that DTR, which is define the relationship.
Okay.
DTR. Look out when they want to hit you with the DTR.
I've never heard that.
What do you mean, Gary?
DTR.
Don't. See, like, tongue ring.
Okay. I was like, girl, that's what he said. He was saying that. He asked me, did I help? I'm like,
So funny.
That's how you keep a man right there, ladies and gentlemen.
That's how you do it.
Well, okay, well, the Warriors won game five against the Celtics Monday night, but after the game, Steph Curry had something else on his mind, and it wasn't his ex-swapping divorced parent.
Now,
a Boston boy took a shot at the Warriors point guard with a sign that said, Ice Curry can't cook.
Wow.
Even though she's written multiple cookbooks and released a line of cookware. Bananas. Oh, the disrespect.
I know.
Well, Steph wasn't about to let it go, and at a post-game press conference, he clapped back with a T-shirt that said, Aisha Curry can cook.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think that was Boston's way of trying to throw him off? Because sometimes when you're in a very, like, heated series in basketball, you know, you want to throw people off in any way you can.
Right.
And sometimes attack them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You got to use every tactic for your team to win.
Aisha made him wear that shirt. He looked like he was a prisoner held hostage trying to wear that shirt.
Basketball parents, I think, get real sensitive about their, like, spouses. Do you guys remember when, like, Lamar was with Chloe and they was in the finals and the fans was holding up, like, old fat signs of, like, Chloe? Don't y'all remember that? Yeah. And he used to work on his nerves. So I think that works for them.
He said Chewy was holding one of those signs. <Yes. laughs>
Chewy, you don't like her.
We saw you.
Okay, guys, man, I'm so excited to get into this. I hope you guys are ready to get amped up because it is time for a
Dish Debate!
All right, here we go. This one is courtesy of Remy Ma. She went on the podcast, See the Thing Is, and they asked her what a good rapper needs.
Come on, Remy.
Check out her response.
You have to write it. Yes. You.
Ah.
You are the person that has to write it.
And so if someone is out who is a rapper and has never written their rhymes, they're not a rapper. They're a performer.
Yeah.
They're an actor at that point, huh?
They're a great karaoke person. Like, great at karaoke.
Well, it makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. Now,
I'm not a rapper, but damn.
No
I would
lies
say...
detected right off the bat. Now, do you guys agree? Now, Brat and HK, do you agree? If you're not writing your own bars, are you really just a karaoke performer?
Oh.
A karaoke performer?
A karaoke?
Yeah.
That's what they call it in Oklahoma, y'all. It's karaoke.
I don't even write my own sentences.
It's important to write your own bars. I mean, that gives you your authenticity, and you get your royalties, and you get your money's worth when you write your own material, and it makes you who you are.
Yeah, like, I mean, some of your favorite rappers have gotten songs sent to them from other artists.
Exactly.
Not to say that they didn't write stuff that preceded them, but every now and then I do get disappointed when I find out certain people didn't write certain things. Like, when I found out that Puff Daddy didn't write I Was Missing You,
I was crushed. Because I thought those were his words. Like, I thought that was him talking to his man them. You know?
People felt the same way about Usher's confessions. Usher didn't write confessions.
He didn't?
Jermaine Dupri wrote that.
That
was his relationship with his
That's a whole other confession. That's the confession that I needed.
If this table wasn't bolted down, I'd flip it.
Oh, man, you guys. Another game show fail went down, and this time it was on Jeopardy.
Womp womp.
So a contestant by the name of Mazina Omer confused one of the world's most iconic rock stars and a royal actor. Look at this.
To honor his father, this star here was knighted in his birth name. So he's Sir Morris Micklewhite. Mazin.
Who's Mick Jagger?
No. Lisa. Who's Michael Caine? Yes.
Chow bag.
Wow. Okay.
Mick Jagger.
Y'all know Twitter went in calling this the most historic mistake ever. What do you think, y'all?
Has this man not seen any movies over the last 20, 30 years? He was like Batman's butler.
Yeah, I don't necessarily, you might not know who Michael Caine is, but you definitely know that's not
Australian.
Mick Jagger.
Australian.
Oh, but no, I think Tanner's a great day in America, honey. Now they ain't just confusing black people. So this is a good look. Because you know they say we all look alike, so good. Kudos.
Well, they said his real name is Maurice Micklewhite?
Something nuts. Oh. Yeah.
So I can see you getting Mick Jagger from Micklewhite.
Yeah. Thank God he changed it.
It sounds alike.
I think we've all changed our name. We all have different names. Headcrack is, Brat, Chewy Martinez.
My real name is Grace Kelly, so.
Okay, well, moving on into a real winner out here on these streets. Let's get into this tee-hee-hee darling about Shaq.
Uh-oh.
Oh, this is so juicy. I got extra. All right. The retired athlete got plenty money, honey, because he picked up the tab for a whole entire restaurant. So here's the dish. Shaq had a sexy date night at Manhattan's Julon Club with a mystery woman. And not only did he treat his date to a good time, he treated the entire staff to dinner and covered all the restaurant goers' tabs, totaling well over, y'all, get this.
$25,000.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Big
Shaq. What? Oh, I mean, but is he a baller for real, though? Okay.
That sounds like my bill at Hometown Buffet, y'all. That's like a lot of money.
Have y'all ever tried to, like, Google how many businesses Shaq owns?
He owns a lot.
But can we talk about how generous Shaq is?
Every time.
So generous.
Yes.
I kind of feel like a baller every time I pick up the tab, all of it on a first date, which is what I do. But can you imagine picking up the tab for the entire restaurant? What kind of baller move
it
on a date?
It's awfully sexy, though. I mean, I would be like, oh, my God. Like, he's so sweet and kind.
I would do it to show off.
Tamar, how would you react?
Oh, it's going down and not in my DMs.
All right, honey.
Imagine you're sitting there, you had yourself like a big old meal, and the maitre d' comes up to you, and you're like, all right, I'm ready for the check. And he's like, excuse me, sir, there's no check.
Yeah.
Shaquille O'Neal bought your meal tonight.
Can you imagine? And my date got a salad. I'm like, you should have got the ribs, baby. You should have got the steak.
Where's my dessert menu?
You know what I'm saying? You should have got that bottle of wine. Here you are with your little soup cup.
Okay.
All right, up next, looks like it's about to be a battle between Omarion and Mario. We'll tell you all about it after the break.
Mario, that sounds...
Mario.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. It looks like Omarion and Mario will be giving us the millennial vibes we've all been craving for.
Yes.
It was reported yesterday that Omarion and Mario will be facing off in the next Versus battle. The event is to set place in L.A. later this month and is rumored to have other special performances.
Guys,
what do you think about this? Is this an adult matchup or not?
It is time.
Yeah.
It's
a sneaky
match. 2000s like to get the respect they deserve.
Yes. I can see B2K coming out. I can see Mario coming out. I can see everybody coming out.
Yeah. Because like a lot of people know Omarion for like the solo records and the stuff he did with B2K.
Right.
But people be sleeping on like the different eras of Mario.
Yeah.
Braid my hair, Mario. Yeah. Let me love you, Mario.
Yeah.
Break up, Mario.
But who would Mario bring out? Who's he done like collabs?
Well, I know he's done a record with Nicki Minaj.
Good luck on
getting her to come out.
Right. Uh-huh.
Gary, you're a millennial. Give us your favorite Mario or Omarion song. Can you hit us with a little bit of that?
Oh, yeah.
Turn out the lights. Didn't he make that song?
The World Class Wrecking Crew?
Yes. Turn out the lights. Yeah.
Girl, I can't wait for him to sing that one, honey. That other one.
He thinking about Omicron.
Yes,
I got that COVID brain.
Yes, honey. I like Mario and Marianne.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, moving on. Here we go again. Reports have surfaced that Britney Spears done fired a security team after her ex-husband, Jason Alexander, crashed her wedding. As she should, because how the hell did he get in there anyway?
Okay.
But, wait, it gets worse.
Okay.
There's more. Despite reports stating otherwise, Britney claims her brother Brian was never invited to her wedding in the first place in a since-deleted IG post she wrote. You were never invited to my wedding. Why respond? Don't you honestly think I want my brother there who told me no Jack and Coke for 4 years? What? And I might force myself to drink Jack and Coke tonight. Look up at the moon and say, you. I know your blood, and yes, blood runs deep, but no family of mine would do what you guys did to me.
Listen.
Where's the Emmy?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, we should get an Emmy just for Brat's Britney Spears impersonation.
I just want a compilation of Brat impersonating
people. Yeah, that's all I need, bro.
Like, when I see Britney Spears, I hear Brat's voice. But based off of this response, it seems like maybe you don't need Jack and Coke, Britney.
Don't do that. If you in Vegas and you're doing a residency and you want to sip a drink, Vegas is where you drink. She wanted a sip of a Jack and Coke, and he said no.
Yeah.
For 4 years, she's making the money. She's paying the bills. Get the out of here.
I'm right there with you, sis. Right. Agreed.
There was so much controversy surrounding this event. Do you think, like, the marriage is doomed because of it?
Man, I don't know.
Are they going to be okay, y'all?
They're going to be fine.
I hope so, too.
I'm keeping my fingers
crossed.
Because here's the thing, guys. It's like, we need less Britney Spears drama for her life. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's like,
but if we keep
it.
Having more stories.
She's talking. She likes it. She wants to be more vocal. It? Yeah, she had to be quiet in silence for so long. She just bought an iPad. The first iPad
she's
ever.
She's acting like Janet Joplin, honey. She does not need. I'm with her family, honey. Protect her.
She's the opposite of how, like, you know, some artists thrive and make music under pressure when things are going crazy in their life. Whenever everything starts going crazy in Britney Spears' life, you get no music. You get weird-ass TikTok and Instagram videos and partial nudity, which I'm not mad at.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at it either.
Well, honey, up next, y'all, honey, we have tea time, honey, with Tamar. I can't wait, baby, till she spills all the juicy secrets about herself. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Yay!
Yes, honey. So I decided, honey, to not pour all the tea today, and I left a little in the kettle. Just for what I would like to call Tea Time with Tamar.
Hey! Yay!
Yes, honey. So, girl, honey, I know, honey, you're my good Judy, but that doesn't exempt you, honey, you know what, from getting up all in your business. So, Tamar.
Yes, my love.
Tell us something.
Wait. Oh. What Gary is saying, that we're going to ask you a couple questions, couple fun questions about some hot topics, and yourself, of course, so our viewers can get to know the real Tay-Tay.
What? We're supposed to be friends. What happened?
No.
We're friends. We're friends, Tay-Tay.
We're friends.
We're all friends here. All right, Tamar, what is the one celebrity that you would shoot your shot at if you bumped into him? Right off the top of your head.
Ooh. Oh, my God. It would have to be several. Now, everybody knows I have a thing for African men.
Honey. You and somebody
You and every woman in Atlanta. All right.
Okay, well, I would have to start off with Burna Boy. Yeah. Okay. Y'all don't know who Burna Boy is?
Burna Boy.
Yes,
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Now, I'm not into being a sugar mama.
Oh, he's going to be in your DMs.
Yes, baby.
Really?
Yes, he's amazing. Maybe go around the corner to DeVito. Yeah, y'all know who that is either? Oh, look him up, baby. They got chest and,
Did she say... Did she say Danny DeVito?
I thought you said DeVito.
Yeah, Danny DeVito. I think you guys would make a beautiful couple.
I'm not going to yuck anybody's yum, but that's a little surprising.
But I think she'd make a good couple with Akon. I mean, that would be cute.
I'd be wife number 5. No thanks.
Tamar, well, what about this? Is there a celebrity out there that tried to kick it to you or slide in your DMs and you kind of curved them? I know I hit you up on MySpace in 2001 and you never responded.
You never responded to me.
Okay, because I never had a MySpace. MySpace.
You
wasn't even a real.
You never had a MySpace?
No, I never catfish, had a MySpace.
Okay, asking for a friend now, honey. We call Pete Davis and Pete DeMeat here on Dish. So would you give him some play, honey, based on his nickname?
Mm.
well... that's somebody's boyfriend, so it's hard to say. You know what I mean? But I'm definitely here for the girth.
Now, what about you might like yourself a scrawny, tattooed white guy. You never know. Yeah, that might be a thing.
Scrub the ground, honey.
Now, right, last but not least, we're going to wrap this up with some really fast, rapid-fire questions. We're going to be throwing it
one answer.
Answer it as fast as you can answer. Yeah. Ready?
Yep.
These are easy. These are easy. All right, here we go.
All right, I'm ready.
Spicy or sweet?
Oh, sweet.
Tony Braxton or Mariah Carey?
Mariah Carey
is so sweet.
Wow. Shocker.
Sorry. The Kardashians or the Real Housewives franchise?
Okay, Real Housewives.
Okay.
Mm. Yay.
Eggplant or cucumber?
Eggplant, for sure.
Going back on Big Brother or going on Survivor?
Oh, Big Brother.
Okay, girl, honey. So now we got enough tea, honey. So guess what? Tell your fans, honey, what exciting projects that you're having coming up and where they can catch you performing. Could I always say it was going to be at this saloon you was going to be at?
The saloon?
The saloon. He's
crazy. You going to be the saloon there? Table? Oh, yeah. Where you going
to be? Definitely at your nearest arena. Okay,
got my girl
and so
saloon.
Now, all summer long, I'm on tour with Tevin Campbell and Keith Sweat. And Monica is joining us in some dates. I'm really excited about that, girl power. What else? I am putting out a new project, but I'm afraid to speak about it because every time I do, I feel like I jinx it for it to go backwards. Mm. So I'm not going to do that. Not going to do that. But Kingdom Business is definitely streaming on BET Plus.
And it's good.
It's so good. It's so fun. It's good. And it's a lot of new projects that I'm shooting this summer, so I'm really excited.
Oh. Congratulations on all that.
Thank you, friend.
Up next, y'all, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Erica Jane says she will always be a pretty mess. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. So Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Erica Jane may have recently experienced some financial struggles, but when it comes to scaling back on what it costs to look good, Miss Erica said, it's not happening. Okay.
Oh, all right.
All right. Despite downsizing in other areas, Erica refuses to give up her $40,000 a month glam team.
Hey.
She said, no, no. Okay. She's even defending the extra expense by saying, fashion, hair, makeup, to me, is art.
Mm-hmm.
Living art. And I enjoy that. And it shouldn't be judged any other way.
That's right.
Nobody judges if people want to have big families. I want to have a bunch of clothes.
That's
now, y'all think she right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. She can do what she wants to do with her money.
Giving birth to a number of children and, like, buying a lot of clothes. Those things aren't the same.
No, it's not, because your child ain't $40,000 a month.
It's her prerogative. It's her bag.
Yeah.
Do what she pleases with her bag.
In order for her to make the money that she's making, you got to look good.
Do you guys have one expense that you refuse to get rid of, y'all, like the gym,
glam.
Your hair.
Glam? Glam is something I'm never going to waver on, ever. I can't make it.
My nipple tweaker. I'm not giving them up.
Yeah.
And you pay them how much a month?
Nipple tweaker.
I pay $20 a tweak.
Bye, Gary.
Oh, they're human.
Yeah.
So funny.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.